This episode of Extra Features is sponsored by Starship Films. Some great titles such as Lars and the Emo Kid, Conjoined and the Dead of Night can all be found on Amazon Prime. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to another episode of Extra Features Movie Review Podcast, episode 192, The Worst of 2017, where we run through our top 10 lists of the 10 worst movies in our opinion. Very subjective lists. I'm sure that all the best movies of the year will be on Bob's. No, I'm just kidding. When Simon will hate everything. So.
Thank you so much.
So, Bob, was your worst movie The Shape of Water?
No. It was Furry Vengeance 3. No, I'm kidding.
Furry Vengeance. Still making Furry Vengeances?
Thankfully not. Otherwise, I'd never hear the end of it.
Well, Brendan Fraser needs a job, so they might as well. Brooke Shields hasn't worked in years.
Brooke Shields was in Furry Vengeance.
He became for a paycheck.
Did you just say Brooke Shields was not in Furry Vengeance? And it's on your top 10 list? You need to go check that out.
So, shall we do the same order as our best of?
That's fine.
Yeah, sure. I'll kick it off.
Sure.
So, my number 10 worst film is The Bad Batch. So there's only festival dates for this in 2016.
No, I've seen it. Don't worry. It's on Netflix.
Okay, so it is 2017. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the only reason that this isn't lower is because the soundtrack was like halfway decent, but it's a really style
the
over substance film from Anna Lily Amirpour. She did...
You're right. A girl comes home, walks home alone or something?
Yeah, walks home alone at night or something.
That's it.
Yeah, so with Suki Waterhouse, Jason Momoa, and it's like a post-apocalyptic thing. And nothing happens for 2 hours.
That was a tiff.
Nothing.
And there's like a bit of dialogue, but it's so fucking boring.
Oh, I'm with you, buddy. I'm 100% backing up. Kevin hated it, too.
I was going to have it lower, but then my buddy reminded me that the soundtrack was decent, and I was like, okay, it's going to be number 10 then.
It's still a piece of crap, tell your buddy.
Yeah.
Give him your Wonder Woman costume.
He loved it for some reason. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yes.
All right, Bob.
Number 10, Fist Fight. It was just, the storyline was unbelievable. The characters, I just didn't care.
Well, they're very stereotypical. Yeah. It was
like
the angry black
guy. Ice Cube was angry, and Ice Cube.
And he's a little meek guy.
Yeah.
Charlie Day
was a little weak white guy. It was dumb.
And then his friend, the other teacher, she was like a pot.
She was the only good part of the movie.
Yeah, I liked
it. It was funny,
that.
But
it was the only good part.
The characters just didn't hit it off with me.
No, the characters were all cookie cutters. Storyline was dumb. And the ending was dumb.
Yes.
They become buddies.
Right.
Woo!
Well, not really, because he's still an angry black guy.
And I thought, the talent show thing was cringy.
Well, I don't even remember this.
Charlie Day raps as the little girl.
Oh, yeah. It was dumb. Not funny.
Good pick.
My number 10 is King Arthur.
Okay.
If somebody could explain to me what happened in this film, I'd greatly appreciate it, scene by scene, because I was so confused.
I just want to know what happened to the Great English War Elephant.
Who knows what happened? I cannot tell you what happened in this film because I didn't understand it. Didn't understand any of it.
I don't think the Guy Ritchie's directing style really suited the story.
I hate Guy Ritchie's directing style. He made two good films. He should go away now.
It's like the monologue, montages, right? Or dialogue montages. Whatever.
I didn't care. I can't tell you what happened because I just don't care.
I generally like Guy Ritchie movies, but I can't argue with that. Stinker. I didn't like it either.
And the funny thing is, I took Fistfight off to add this on because I forgot how much I hated King Arthur.
I found this year was like a lot. I tried to avoid the worst movies as much as possible, but I thought my list is going to mostly be a lot of mediocre movies. And the worst mediocre movie for me, at number 10, was The Layover.
Oh.
I kind of liked it.
That was terrible.
No. And actually, Alexandria Daddario and Kate Upton.
Beautiful women that can't.
Which I thought I should love, because obviously I love both of those actresses. They're both incredibly gorgeous, but the movie itself was just garbage.
Are we saying not Alexander? The other one's an actress. She's a model. Who thinks
she's a model?
Kate Upton can't act.
Kate Upton can't act. She looks great on screen. That's enough.
I was surprised that these, like, it was mediocre, and I was surprised that William H. Macy directed it.
Again, it's William H. Macy.
I love William H. Macy.
He can't direct a movie.
No, he should stick to acting.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a decent pick. I thought it was mediocre, but yeah. I thought it was kind of funny. And might as well go to my number 9.
Yep.
Netflix's Bright.
Oh, I have to totally disagree with it. It's terrible, but I didn't hate it.
I thought it was just a bad mishmash of genres, and a watch from Lord of the Rings. And I just thought, just the story was dumb, and, the dialogue was pretty bad. I can't think of any samples, but, yeah, it was hitting the little gremlin or the fairy. Oh, fairy lives don't matter today.
He's beat the crap out of the fairy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I wasn't offended by it, but offended enough to put it on, bottom 10.
Fair enough. You didn't see enough bad movies. Mm. It was, I didn't hate it. I gave it a 3.
Mm. Okay, fair.
Bright was, to me, it was just a bad 80s cop movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It was Alien Nation with Lord of the Rings. But I didn't hate it enough to put it in my top 10. Mm.
Okay.
All right, Bob.
The Mummy.
The Mummy.
I thought it would have been better, but it just, compared to the other ones, I'm going, no, this didn't work for me. I can't say anything else.
Not the crappy Tom Cruise rewritten dialogue. Not that this film made no sense most of the time. Mm. It was terrible. Yeah. I'm with you on The Mummy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Okay.
My
number 9 is, I always pick on this actor because he drives me nuts, Gerard Butler's soliloquy talking to himself for a full movie, Geostorm.
Mm.
I'm Gerard Butler and you're going to listen to me because I'm in charge again. Oh, great. Gerard Butler's talking to himself again. I'm going to talk in this voice the whole time and you're going to do what I tell you to do. Thanks, Gerard. You stink. Go die. Bye. I was waiting for you to just smash this thing in. I would have given it 10. That's why.
I avoided that one like a plague. It looked really awful.
I'm starting to really dislike Gerard Butler as an actor.
I liked it better than 2012.
No, 2012 had a great driving scene.
I thought that was so boring.
It's got John Cusack in it. Two thumbs up for John Cusack. It does have Gerard Butler soliloquizing to himself the whole time.
Okay.
My number 9 is XXX, The Return of Xander Cage.
This was so bad, I gave up putting it on my list.
Yeah.
This is just terrible.
It's just awful. This movie should not exist.
Yeah.
All right. Number 8.
Number 8, The Bye Bye Man. I don't remember a horror film that had, such a confusing mythology. It was just, really badly written, and it was, boring. But sometimes it was, funny that it could be, so bad it's good.
I never saw Bye Bye Man. I don't think I did, or did I?
There's, this thing where, don't, because it's the Bye Bye Man, because it's, if you think about him, he comes to haunt you, so it's, I forget what the term for it is, but if you believe it, it becomes real.
I'm sure
so,
I saw it. I just
don't think it, don't say it, and then for some reason... That doesn't count as thinking about him, so that's confusing. But it was just shit.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, so I have no comment.
I can't remember.
I haven't seen it either.
I think
it was a January release last year.
I think I saw it.
Okay.
You don't need to see it, though. But
Bob?
Yeah. 50 Shades Darker.
I avoided that one.
I couldn't avoid it. I was on a date with this one.
Interesting.
Oh, you were on a date, eh?
Yeah.
A date? I didn't know about that.
You thought you'd introduce me to the world of S&M.
I do. Who the date was.
Yes. She wanted to see it, and I'm going, oh, why? But I said, okay, I would have rather see something else.
That should have been a red flag right there.
Well, little did I know, it might have been one of the red flags.
You know what's kind of weird, Bob?
Yeah.
My number 7 is 50 Shades Darker, and I wasn't on a date.
We're talking number 8 now, though.
Oh, number 8?
Yes.
Number 8.
Sorry. I'll switch. It doesn't matter. It can be my number 8, too.
Okay, good.
Even though I'll switch 8 with 7.
But you didn't go on a date to see it.
No, I saw it at home because I've seen them all. Can somebody, another film, I cannot tell you what happened. Because
I can tell you what happened.
Nothing
I just don't want
to... happened. Absolutely nothing. It was some Benoit balls and a few other things.
Yeah.
It was boring.
Uh-huh.
Stale acting.
Benoit balls, when you're on a date, you're looking over, you go, oh my gosh.
You ask her if she likes it on your date. That's when you bring up that date. Hey, you want some Benoit balls tonight? Absolutely, that comes up.
She was okay with the movie. I'm going, I gotta look somewhere else. This wasn't like 6th date in. This was like, second or third.
Perfect date for me, Kevin. Uh-huh. You're up.
My number 8 is The Mummy.
Oh, ooh, there you go. Nice. Mummy is making another appearance.
Stud Tom Cruise attracts a 1,000-year-old woman who can't let him go. So it's just the date from hell. And I'm trying to remember who his buddy is he keeps seeing.
He's
it was
good.
Nick from New Guy.
Charlie Day 2?
No,
it was Nick from New
York. Oh, Jake Hoffman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just sad. It's inspiring. And then he becomes Darkman at the end. And for no particular reason. Just garbage.
Yeah. That's somehow missed my list.
Russell Crowe was awful.
Come on. He's Mr. Hyde.
He just turns orange or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mr. Hyde.
Okay, my number 7 now.
Uh-huh.
So this really Lifetime movie called, like, it's not a Lifetime actual movie, but it's like basically the stalker thing. It's called Inconceivable with Nikki Whelan and Nicolas Cage. And, it's about a mother who looks to escape her abusive past by moving to a new town where she befriends another mother who grows suspicious of her. And the plot just didn't make any sense at all.
Two other movies like that. One with Julia Roberts.
I didn't see it. I gotta say, I passed on Nicolas Cage films a long time ago.
Anyway, he wasn't being meme-y or anything, or he wasn't overacting, so it was really boring. And the plot was just so stupid. Yeah. I don't know. I doubt any of you saw that one.
Nope.
All
right, intern?
My number 7, I kept on hearing everything in the press about it, like, just started going downward spiraling from the replacing of Kevin Spacey, whatever, all the news about that. I thought I'd go see it because it's Christopher Plummer. How could you go wrong? Boy, was I wrong. He couldn't save it. All the money in the world.
I have no problems with that. It's a terrible film.
Yes.
I didn't hate it as much as you.
I was hoping it would be good. Like, it's like part of history. J. Paul Getty and his script. I read about this and I'm going, okay. I give it a chance and I thought maybe this will work better with Christopher Plummer in the role. Mm-mm. Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
I didn't hate it as much as you.
Oh,
I didn't like it.
I'm sorry, but I was watching and I'm going, this, can I leave now? But I'm going, nope, I'm going to see this through.
Oh no, we call it the intern role. If you fall asleep,
I didn't fall asleep.
Movie, go to the bathroom. You need to rewatch it.
I didn't fall asleep. I watched the whole thing.
Okay, my number 7. I think I just saw a Transformer. Oh my God! Why do they make these films?
Oh,
it's like kicking a dead horse.
I felt like a dead horse watching. I'm like, I don't again understand what you're trying to do. This film doesn't make any sense to me. And they took all the Transformer origin I knew and threw that out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And just tried to make sense of this. What happened to Sam Witwicky? Oh, he's dead. I can't explain this to you, Kevin. Again, 2 hours and 45 minutes of I don't understand.
It's Sam Witwicky.
Oh, sorry.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I kind of liked it better than Age of Extinction.
No, I didn't.
But not much.
No, it's about the same. I gave them all ones.
Oh, shit.
Number 1, Simon. I think I gave a 3-2, and the rest I gave ones. Unwatchable. All of them.
Simon.
Yes?
I wouldn't say that.
Guess what?
What?
My number 7 pick is Transformers The Last Night. As much as I did. It's awful. You know what? As I said, it's like kicking a dead horse. They're all awful, and they're all the same level of awful. It's like if you just want to watch things blow up, and that's about it. We have nothing more to say. Just awful.
Before I go on to my number 6, I kind of liked All the Money in the World, but okay.
You can be quiet now.
My number 6 is The Book of Henry.
I heard this was horrible.
Probably the most ridiculous movie of 2017.
This guy cost him a Star Wars movie, this movie.
Like the mom, Naomi Watts, she's learning to be a sniper for, like, a kid who's getting sexually assaulted, and it's, and then, like, the ending, like, it's really badly edited, and, I mean, I could see it maybe achieving cult status, because it's so ridiculous, and it might be, like, this year's The Room, because it's just so bad, it might be entertaining, but right now, it's just really freaking bad.
I avoided this, because the reviews were that bad.
I thought it was going to be really good, but then it was like, nope.
Didn't come out in theaters, only came out in VOD. So I passed.
It only came out on DVD. I saw it in theaters.
Did it get a theatrical release?
Yeah, I saw it in Ottawa. I forgot it was in Ottawa, so it was probably in Toronto. Came out in June. June 30th, and it just probably in theaters for like 3 weeks.
Well, I'm not seeing Book of Henry. The reviews were so bad. I said,
are they make any money at all?
Did they make it? You review it.
I do. I've seen everything.
Can I spoil it then, or?
No, oh, I'll watch it. If you want to review it, I will actually watch it.
No, I won't spoil it then. But yeah, it's just pretty shitty. Yeah. Not sure if any of you saw it, but.
Nope.
Wow, I'm seeing so many bad movies that you guys avoided.
It did not have a theatrical release. Limited in the United States.
Where the heck did I see it? Because I definitely saw it in theaters.
It had no Canada release.
Well, I saw it in theaters, and I was not in America.
Then you must saw the film festival.
Nope, saw it in Silver City. I can show you the ticket.
Well, then, I don't know how you did, because according to IMDb, it did not get a theatrical release in Canada.
Well, I saw it in Canada.
I don't know how you did. Okay, well, there you go. I just looked it up. That's why I haven't seen it, because it did not get a release.
Okay, well, yeah.
I've seen enough crap.
Yeah.
There's nothing in theaters in Canada, though, at least for me.
According to IMDb.
We're at number 6, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The Post. I wanted to like it. I really did.
The Post?
Yes.
The Post.
Yes.
Okay. You got a fever?
Yep, I do. But there was
The Post?
The Post.
Wow.
Post wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but there were certain parts I didn't like. It was long. It was drawn out.
Did you miss 50,000 movies this year? I could give you my honorable mentions.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, like, The Post was not the best movie of the year, but it's definitely not a bad movie.
Well, that's why I put it where it was. It was at number 6. It's not like I put it at number 1.
I think you're insane.
Okay.
Wow.
That's fair.
I had it on best, and then I moved it over because I didn't think that.
How could it go from your best to your worst in the same day?
It wasn't the same day. It was a couple of days later.
Insane. Okay. Yes.
That's my opinion on it.
Yeah. Absolutely, you're entitled to your opinion.
I am. I wanted to like it because it involved the Vietnam War.
Yes.
Vietnam War. It involved Watergate at the end, and I thought I wanted to like it. There's parts of it I wanted to like, and I'm just going, no.
Okay.
Your turn.
Yeah.
Oh, Chips. Oh my God!
Chips.
I used to love Chips as a kid. I haven't seen it in 30 years. It probably still stinks, but I am done with Dax Shepard. I absolutely cringe when I see Dax Shepard now. Literally, like, you suck. Why do I ever see you in a movie? You need to go away. Please go hang out with Elsa and leave me alone. Or Anna, go hang out with Anna. I'm done. Chips ruined for me. Literally ruined it for me.
Chips.
It was so dumb. It was supposed to be an adult comedy. I didn't laugh once. I was like, that is painful. Ruined any recollection I have of Chips, the TV show.
I wasn't offended by it, but I never saw Chips the TV show.
You should have been offended by it. Especially Bob putting the post on his picks. You should have been
offended. I'm offended by that.
That's good.
I like the post.
Well, my number six is already been mentioned, King Arthur, The Legend of the Sword.
Great movie!
It's listen, generally I like Guy Ritchie movies. And I didn't have a problem following this movie. I just didn't like it. It's awful. I mean, it's like two or three movies thrown together. If you wanted to do a medieval London crime film, that's something. And I guess that's partially what this film is. But the whole bit with Jude Law and just the changing of the Arthurian mythos so that, you know, Merlin is like a revolutionary leader in the hills, and you know they're fighting in war elephants, and it just made no sense. Just garbage.
Fair.
All right, number five.
Number five. Oh, Wish Upon.
I don't know if you saw this, but
Joey King and Ryan Philippe, even though he looks young enough to play like an older brother, but this girl gets this like Chinese wishing box. And she only has 7 wishes, and something bad happens each time. And for some reason, she doesn't realize, oh, every time I make a wish, someone dies. Like, you're a fucking idiot, and I hated this movie.
Oh, and the problem with this movie is the production values stunk, didn't have enough money to do what they wanted to do, and the acting was terrible.
I love Joey King, but she was terrible, yeah.
The whole film was badly acted.
From
top to bottom. I'm with you 100%. I'll wish upon. No issues.
Not scary in the slightest either.
No.
So bad. And she was such a selfish character. Like, yeah. I love the ending, though. I saw it coming from a mile away, but it was very funny. It's a terrible film.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Guess Bob's up.
Yeah. Okay, this is one I made Simon watch. He knew it had to come in here at some point. Boo too, Day of Halloween. So bad.
The fact that you watched it is something.
Well,
the first one. I was
it's
do
a
this
Halloween
one.
Movie. I thought, what can be wrong with that? Besides, I made him watch the other Boo movie. Now I have to find more.
Why did you torture me, Bob?
Because it's fun.
Did you endure this one too, Simon?
Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't put it on my top 10 list because everybody knows how much I hate them. So it's for me to talk about it.
Well,
would
that
have been
would be why it's, it should been. Be in your top 10.
No, it was just bad. I didn't put it on my top 10. I just didn't care. I've watched other movies I hated just as much.
I can imagine.
Halle Berry in Kidnapped is my number 5.
Oh
my God. Who wrote this pile of crap? And Halle Berry is so desperate for cash, she decided to act in it?
Uh-huh.
Terrible.
Okay.
Like, it's absolutely, call, right? I feel I was watching a bad episode of Law & Order. Oh,
yeah.
I've never seen somebody drive for 14 hours on one tank of gas.
Thank
literally,
you.
She drove the whole movie on one, and I'm not telling you she's doing 40. She's doing 160. They keep showing it. And then she kills the main guy out of the room, then he goes to the house. I'm like, this is unbelievable. It is so bad. My wife, who loves every movie on the planet, we watch it, she's like, that was bad. She loves every movie she watches. She doesn't care. And when my wife tells me something bad, I know it's terrible. I mean, it was so dumb, Kidnapped.
And the movie wouldn't have happened if she did not chop her cell phone. There would be no movie if she did not happened to drop herself.
Oh, yeah, she dropped her cell phone.
Fucking terrible.
And the cops never show up to catch her?
It's like, oh, hey.
Nobody decided to phone her in driving at, like a maniac continuously?
Because they found another maniac driving.
And she, when she pulled over, she could have told the guy, oh, hey, call the cops.
Yeah.
But nah, she's just like, oh, hey. Oh, my God. She could have got gas right
there.
She did make
the list, but not as badly as yours.
Sir, is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
Oh, come on. Power Rangers
oh, really?
Was terrible. It was so much fun.
That's why it's on his list.
No, it was not fun.
It was
an ordeal to watch. I hate the characters. I hate the concept. I didn't like this film. I didn't like the standard generic teens. I didn't like the Bryan Cranston, whatever he was, computer.
That hologram head.
Oh, the him.
It was just a rough patch. And then watching, what was the actress's name who was the villain?
Elizabeth Banks. She was so campy.
Wasn't she Gold something?
Yeah.
Goldar?
Goldmember?
No, Goldar.
Golddigger? That stupid character was.
I love.
She was Rita Repulsa.
Gold. Sorry. Goldbomb?
I don't know. I should have brought back the old Rita Repulsa. I liked her.
Gold something, that's for sure.
Goldar, I think.
So. I love solid gold.
Terrible.
Oh my god. So bad. Right. Number four?
Mm-hmm.
My number four was Flatliners.
Have not seen it.
Not much to say about it other than it's a terrible, terrible remake.
I keep forgetting to watch Flatliners because nobody puts it on the list. If you put it on the list, I'll watch it.
Characters think they'll be fine if they apologize, and it's just, it's so stupid.
Here, just to annoy the intern, I'm going to show him. See? Right there, Flatliners. These are one of my list of movies I have not watched yet. Flatliners from the Cheers on there.
I usually love when you have Dobrev and Ellen Page, but even they couldn't see it.
I have three films left on my list to watch. Nope, two. I haven't finished Good Times. I haven't seen Flatliners and Phantom Threat, and I'm done. Those are the last two on my list to watch.
Good Time is good.
I have more.
So I haven't finished Good Time yet, so I'll get there. Oh, you're up.
Oh, I'm up? Okay. Somebody's going to say, huh, on this one? Blade Runner 2049.
What the fuck?
I hate that movie. It's fine with me.
I didn't even see the first one, but I saw this one. You didn't have to see the first one. I hated it. It was boring. I sat there and go, when is this over?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh.
Cinematography was fantastic.
It was good.
That was about it.
That was the only thing I liked about it. The other...
I really liked it.
I didn't enjoy the characters. I could care less about Decker.
I really like the first film, but I can't put 20.
There's so many worse films. That high up is 2049? Wow, you must have really hated it.
Even if you hated it, it's like, wow.
Oh, there's three more that I hated just as much, or worse.
I can't believe that major list. And The Post.
And The Post, right?
Oh.
Kidnap actually made the list, but it's an honorable mention.
And even all the money.
How
in the world.
Could you hate Kidnap less than 2049? Kidnap is terrible.
Subjective.
Yeah, very subjective.
Yes. Because I didn't find, I didn't find Kidnap as boring as 2049.
Well, okay, we'll make a 3-hour movie of Kidnap and then watch it.
Let's get Roger Deakins to film it for him so at least it's in focus.
Yes.
Because I think Deakins could do a better cinematography shot than Pharisee. It looked like I was watching a Lifetime movie.
Which scene was it, sorry?
When the kid gets kidnapped, who leaves their kid at a fair? Can you watch my kid? Really?
She's like, oh, hi, like, where are you?
Yeah,
shut up, Halle Berry.
So
she remade The Call, basically.
That's the movie I was thinking of when I saw it.
Yeah, which was also a bad movie.
The Call and Cellular, and there was two
other movies. I love Cellular so much.
I know, but I like that one, and they sort of remade it, so that's what I didn't like about this.
Oh,
okay, that's fair.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a bad movie, but it's middle of the road for me.
Which
one? Middle of the pack.
Cellular.
Oh.
Whose turn? My turn?
Your turn.
Yeah, your turn, sir.
Emoji Movie.
Number four?
Oh, my God. Four. Yeah. The jokes were terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And it never got better. After my daughter maybe sits through it for the third time, I almost shot myself.
She wanted to see it three times?
I saw it four times.
Oh, Simon. Why'd you see it four times?
I liked it.
My daughter had a sleepover and fell asleep during it, and her friend stayed up, so I watched it with her friend. The next morning she got up. Why did she want to watch?
Emoji Movie.
So the third time I sat through it, I almost shot myself.
Bob, get in the frame. How did you like Emoji Movie?
I don't know. Well, Simon hated the jokes, but I sort of liked the jokes in there.
Lord.
What, the Just Dance joke?
Hold on.
Or the stupid Candy Crush joke that was just awful?
No, I didn't like that one. says, I don't...
You didn't like that
hang
one.
Hang on.
What did you like?
The one where they said, the one where he bumps into the emoticons, he says, sorry, I don't... Something about seniors. I'm going, that was cute.
Oh, the one that goes down in the basement?
No, he's on the road. He runs.
My mind is just baffled that someone liked Emoji Movie.
Oh,
of course it's Bob who liked
it. Hey,
it's your furry vengeance. This is your furry vengeance.
No, it wasn't on his top ten.
He's yeah, it wasn't on my top ten.
Wait. Can we change your top ten and get Emoji Movie in there?
No,
Gavin.
Sorry, my next one is Table 19.
I like Table 19.
You liked Table 19?
I had a couple funny jokes.
What'd you give it?
Three?
You couldn't have liked it that much.
Table 19 was garbage.
It's slow. It's so slow. I like the jokes. I like the table jokes.
Yeah, okay.
My wife wanted to see it. We watched it together. She's like, this is bad. I'm like, no, I had a couple funny jokes in it, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask me what they were. I don't remember. I'm not saying it was good.
I couldn't tell you what they were. It was garbage.
I like the characters. I really did enjoy the characters around the table.
Okay. I still probably see it, but...
No, you don't. Just pass.
Yeah, my number three is the Emoji Movie.
Oh!
And the only reason it's not lower is because, I mean, I think we all expected it to be crappy.
Oh, no. And I know it's lower on your list. Same movie is lower on mine.
Probably. The production was just so rushed, and, like, I know for a fact that I laughed more at the Hotel Transylvania short that was shown before it.
Oh, that was bad, too, except for the ending.
Right. But, I mean, I laughed once at that, and I didn't laugh at all at Emoji Movie. So it's just a stupid film trying to be, like, Wreck-It Ralph or Inside Out, and it's just, And I don't understand how, like, he can have different emotions, and even though there's a high-five emoji, how is him making a thumbs up not changing his emotions? I find that it baffles me. Because he's a high five. A high five is not supposed to be making a thumbs up.
Baffles me you're still talking about this movie.
That's my rant for Emoji.
What are we at anyway? We're at three?
We're at three.
Oh, okay. Am I up? I'm up. Okay. Okay, I usually like Denzel Washington movies, but... I did not like this one. I didn't like the character. I didn't like
Roman Jerry Israel
died in the movie.
Oh my god, you're pounding!
I didn't like it. I'm sorry.
Oscar nominated movies.
When he got beat up, I'm going good.
The Post, Roman J. Israel, both.
You're going to disagree with me on Roman Day Israel?
No, I hated it.
Thank you.
I didn't see it, but like
I would have given it one. All the movies on my list are one.
I was expecting something better after he did. After he did Fences, I thought, okay, this is going to be good. Yep.
No movie in my list didn't get a what?
I really like Nightcrawler by Dan Gilroy, because he directed this one.
Great film. I don't think it's as bad as Bob says it is, but I didn't like it.
What?
Okay.
Roman J. Israel. I think that's the story.
Wait for the next two.
Okay, Darkest Hour coming out. I'm up. Number three for me. Me and Dan hate this both equally as much. Do you want to build a snowman? Do you want to come out and play?
How's to come and play?
Snowman.
I thought that was a 2016 movie.
No, it's October, 2017.
What is Michael Fassbender doing?
I know, right?
Oh, Snowman.
I'm done.
We're definitely not talking about Frozen. We're just making a great reference.
This
is terrible. Okay. Another movie I could not explain to you other than there's a serial killer who likes to build snowmen badly.
Yeah, I understood the plot better than you, but it's still so coherent. Incoherent.
Terrible. Terrible.
It's definitely on my list.
Well, there goes Kevin. He's nodding off.
I'm leaning back, pulling a seat in my chair.
Uh-oh. Very hurry,
Kevin. Just as I did in my number three pick, The Dark Tower.
Ooh, that was a good transition if you planned that.
That was very good.
What a good, smart.
And it was, Dark Tower was, to say it was disappointing would be an understatement. To say that it made no sense would be pretty accurate. The acting, you know, considering the talent that they used in the film, it should have been a lot better. and certainly they were trying, but it was like they mashed the first and the last book together into a film and then used that as the launching point for a series, which really could go nowhere. So, I don't know. I just avoid it.
Yeah. Stephen King's my favorite author, and I haven't read The Dark Tower yet, but yeah, it was a pretty shitty movie.
That was an awful movie. Awful.
It didn't make my list, but like probably dishonorable mention.
Oh, I could have made my list. No problem. I could make a top 50 worst list. I watched so many films.
Yeah, true.
Way too many.
You guys ready for my number two?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Netflix's Death Note.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. I actually liked it.
I'm not that big of a fan of the anime, but I just thought like some of the style choices were terrible. Like, especially, like, the, like, I am your lady, like, at the end during the exposition. That's such a fucking bad, like, power ballad to be playing over that. I just thought, tonally, it was so bad. And they just, like, made Light into more, like, Ryuk's puppet when in the show he was just a conniving, power-hungry character.
I really didn't hate this as much as you
said. I hated it.
I can see why you hate it. I didn't mind it.
I watched Death Note. I just finished the anime, and then, like, a few days later, I watched the movie, and I just, I thought it was terrible.
I've never seen the anime, so maybe that's my problem. I've only seen the live action.
And they, like, Ryuk looks so bad, too, like, his visuals. Yeah. Yeah.
Two?
I didn't see it, so. Yep.
Yeah, but
downsizing.
Still haven't seen it.
What?
I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen it either. I haven't heard good things, though, but.
You what?
I haven't heard great things, but
I guess what podcast was the guy's number one movie of the year. It was Downsizing.
Wow.
Oh, number my one gosh. Best?
Yes.
Oh, is he taking drugs?
I don't know. I haven't seen the film.
Has his brain been shrunk down?
I have.
Are you taking drugs for liking the Emoji Movie, Bob?
I didn't say it was on the top 10 worst, did I?
Okay, that good comeback.
Or the top 10 best.
That wasn't a good comeback.
Yes, it was.
Well, I appreciated it.
Yeah, that was. Somebody likes you.
I'm not critical of comebacks, though.
Somebody asked you.
Besides your mom? Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Are you done?
Well, yeah. Well, what's his name? Damon. Matt Damon. His acting was so bad, and so was hers.
I haven't seen that. I have no comment. I trust you.
You'll find out when you see it. I can't believe you haven't seen it yet. Is it on your list to write down that you haven't seen it?
I know I haven't. So it's in the pile.
Okay.
Nut Job 2.
Ooh, Nutty by Nature, buddy.
Nut Job 1 made my top 10 worst movie of the year. This was number one for the longest time.
I haven't seen it.
It's worse than the first one.
I don't know what could have beaten it if the snowman's not number one.
My kids, they ask for my worst film of the year. They go, Dad, was it Nut Job? You hated that movie.
Oh, I know what your number one is then.
Yeah, you do. You should.
I do.
I hated this so much, Kevin. My kids made fun of me for hating it. I groaned so many times during this movie. They're like, Dad, it's funny. No, it's not. I hated the characters. In the first one, they came back. Okay, well, they made a second one of this crap. And I hated it just as much. When they blew up everybody, I was so happy. But then they all lived.
Aww.
Terrible piece of crap kid making.
I didn't see it. Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
No. I mean, I probably will. So I saw the first one, but.
So did I.
I won't see it. I'm surprised Bob hasn't seen it.
I'm surprised Bob. I think Bob would like it.
You don't know me, but you know me.
Yeah, we know you.
We know you. I haven't seen it yet, but you know I'll like it.
There's probably songs.
There are no songs in that job.
There's no songs?
What's Jackie Chan, the one that voiced that little angry thing? Oh,
yes.
My God. Poor Jackie.
Piece of crap. Jackie Chan needed the cash.
Yep.
He had enough cash for The Foreigner, I bet.
I think he did. He should stop.
And Lego Ninjago.
Actually, I like The Foreigner, even though it wasn't Jackie Chan doing all the stunts.
I like The Foreigner, too. Politics were like, but anyway.
Well, my number two is Chips, already mentioned.
It coming in just as much.
It was awful. Dax Shepard made Baywatch look really good.
I think Dax Shepard should be on my every top 10 list. It's an automatic if he makes a film because I know I'm going to.
Yeah, end he should. He doesn't deserve a career.
He doesn't have a career. His wife does, kind of. Mm.
Okay, all so right,
my number one
worst. Hey, Simon, do you want to build a snowman?
Did Trips make... Oh, snowman, I told you it was snowman. Terrible.
I liked Fassbender in it, like, because he's Fassbender, but not really. And the film just makes no sense at all. Like, the storyline is so incoherent, and the serial killer puts snowmen on women that he kills, because he's like, oh, these women are whores. I'm going to kill them now. Okay.
Oh, you did understand more of the plot than I did. I couldn't even figure out why he was killing people. I fell asleep so many times.
I don't think they filmed like 15% of the screenplay, so it's one of the worst edited movies I've ever seen. And like Val Kilmer's terrible in it. It's a very bad dubbing. So bad. So bad. I do not want to build a snowman. Yeah. But yeah.
I do. I want to put Fassbender in it and kick him down the hill.
Bob is upset.
Bob's upset.
Oh, that was a sneeze. Try again. Okay. Oh, number one. The Comedian, which it wasn't.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, it was not funny.
I thought it was funny at times.
It was not.
Lastly, man, Robert De Niro, I think I gave it a 2.
Uh-huh. 2.
Oh, okay.
That explains it right there, a 2.
It wasn't horrible.
A 2. I hated it. Sorry.
Wait till you see Nut Job 2.
Nutty by Nature. That's important.
No, it's not.
There's a movie on here. I'm surprised you haven't asked me about why it's not on the top 10 or top 10 worst or top 10 best.
I don't. What movie would that
be? Pitch Perfect 3. Pitch Perfect 3?
That's boring.
Yeah.
Okay. What's for number one, Daniel?
Ferdinand.
100%.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I'm watching this with my daughter. She gets up and goes, I'm done. What do you mean? I can't watch this anymore. This is the most boring movie I've ever seen in my life.
Booyah.
And she leaves. Their target audience goes, I'm done.
Oh, wait, Ferdinand?
Ferdinand is my worst movie of the year.
Was she the same daughter that liked the Emoji Movie?
No, that's my little daughter loved Emoji
Movie. Okay, my big daughter.
No, no problem. Kevin?
Yeah.
I watched this. Nothing happens.
It was boring.
Nothing. Boring. Not Job 2 was just bad. Wasn't boring, now, it was bad.
I didn't see Ferdinand, but isn't Ferdinand like the bull, the peaceful or something like that?
He's, but he's
the story
that he's a bull. Tells in the go side. Hit somebody. Yeah. No, he talks the whole time to Kate McKinnon. Constantly.
Wow.
And it's like, I thought I was watching a bad children's cartoon.
You were
watching a bad children movie.
It was terrible. Ferdinand. Oh. Yeah, he got nominated for Oscar. I'm like, how is this possible?
Would you put Captain Underpants over that?
It could have made the list. No problem. I hated that too. If I had remembered, it probably would have been on the list.
I should have remembered Ferdinand. Oh,
I would have put Batman versus Two-Face above that, I think, from the sense of it.
I like Batman versus Two-Face.
I know. It should have been nominated for Best Animated Movie.
Yes, absolutely. Over Ferdinand.
Was it theatrical, though?
No.
For like a week or a day.
Oh then maybe won. Yeah, so it would have played. Yes, it could have been nominated.
I think 2 weeks is the minimum.
Is it?
I could be wrong, though.
But I thought you just had to play in New York and L.A. once.
Because I think The Room, like when Tommy Wiseau released The Room, he needed, he released it for 2 weeks. Just so we can try to get an Oscar nomination, even though it's...
Why, Lisa? Why?
Oh, Lisa. You're so sexy, Lisa.
Lisa, you're so sexy. Lisa.
Lisa.
Kevin, you're number one?
My number one worst movie of the year is Daniel's number 10. The Bad Batch, because I did not find even the soundtrack redeeming.
It was terrible.
Okay.
It was an awful movie, and it made no sense. You know, any movie that starts off with a girl having her leg hacked off so that other people can eat it, you know, you're not going anywhere.
Because that's the major point, and it's like, nope, okay, we're just going to put this downhill from here.
Yeah. You know, I'm all for making Nevada or wherever it was a giant prison, but you know, Jason Momoa, the sensitive cannibal.
The Miami man. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mr. Miami. so bad.
It was bad. Can we give up? Beyond bad.
Are we giving out the award this year, Kevin?
All right, what is the, who is it now? Is it Sam Jackson?
Oh, yeah, it's the Sam Jackson Award for sure now. We got to move it up. He's around too much.
Oh.
This is the award I like to hand out every year for an actor I think did the most films for the most money and was terrible in all of them.
Who was it?
Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender.
Assassin's Creed? Really? Yeah.
Was Assassin's Creed 2016, though?
It was 2016.
Ah, crap. Well, it doesn't matter.
Water. Either.
Okay. Well,
Michael Fassbender's not in Shape of Water.
Shannon.
You know what? I hated Snowman so much.
Never mind.
I'm giving it to Michael Fassbender because I hated Snowman that much.
Didn't he do Song to Love as well?
Yeah, there you go. Songs of Love was terrible, awful. I saw that. Song to Song was not good either. That was boring, terms, mellow, crap. So there you go. I'm done.
Nice. I would have picked most overexposed actor this year is probably Domhnall Gleeson.
I don't, but I like him as an actor.
I like him. But he was in a lot of films this year.
So there you go. Well, that's my nomination is Fassbender for Snowman.
He's in Peter Rabbit, and that looks like a cash grab.
100%.
Who was the guy that was tossed out the window in Three Billboards?
Oh, Caleb Landry Jones.
So that guy was in, like, all of the biggest movies of the year.
He was.
In bit parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of them.
He was in Get Out.
He was in Florida Project as the son of Willem Dafoe. And he was in something else I just watched. Get Out. He was in Molly's Game.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was in Get Out as well.
Yeah,
he was the brother. Oh, and he was in Logan Lucky.
And he was in American Made as well.
Yeah. he wasn't Logan. He was an American Made. He was
Three
the Hillbilly.
Billboards, American Made, Florida Project, and Get Out.
And I'm sure there's more. I can probably go to IMDb while Simon is waving the trivia card around. Simon, do you want to do some trivia?
If we have time, because we've got 13 minutes.
All right.
Are we doing our favorite game? Oh, somebody outbid me on one for TV, for Disney, for a dollar. I'm going to have to start bidding a dollar at least. Oh, I got to bid again on another one.
99 cents.
I'm going to have to find my garage sales. Okay, who are we starting with? Daniel? Good. Okay, one ad for the playing the five. One ad for this film stated it's everybody's non-pollutionary, anti-instatuary, pro-fection factory of fun.
One more time?
I would have had that. I got the right answer. One ad for this film stated it's everybody's non-pollutionary, how do you say that word?
Anti-institutionary.
Institutionary, pro-confectionary factory of fun. Dan?
Ant bully?
You're out. Go, Bob. Any idea?
I
know. I knew the answer. Go, Kevin.
Willy Wonka.
You're correct.
Oh.
Okay, back to Dan. Oh, Dan, that's an easy question for Dan.
I like easy.
Name the magazine on whose cover Demi Moore appeared while 7 months pregnant.
Oh, People?
I actually don't know the answer. No.
Vanity Fair.
Yeah, Kevin's right.
I was going to say that too.
Yeah, I should.
Is that a movie trivia question?
I don't know. It's just on my cards.
Okay, sorry.
Bob, name the actor. No, you can't have that. The tagline for this film stated a long time. No, you can't have that one either.
I want that one. Star Wars.
Yeah, bad. Name the film in which three principal players shot nearly all the completed film, the first time in major motion picture history. Nope, I would have the wrong one. I would have been wrong on this one.
I don't get that question.
You got to name the actors did all the work. They did the principal photography and almost completed the whole film.
I don't know
film.
What happened.
Daniel?
So we're doing a name or a movie?
You name the movie. It's
Trip
hard.
To the Moon?
This is not easy. Hmm. Kevin, any
great
idea?
Dictator?
Blair Witch Project.
Oh.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
I was thinking something 1940s. My bad.
Okay, who's Kevin? One tagline for this film stated, the new police recruits call them slobs, call them jerks, call them gross. Just don't call them when you're in trouble.
Police Academy.
Correct.
I was going to say Super Troopers.
No, this is okay, this one might not be bad for Daniel. Name the oldest of the three people listed. Kim Basinger, Ron Howard, and Melanie Griffith. Is I don't
Howard?
Know. I think you're wrong.
Oh, I know who it is then.
Kim Basinger. Melanie Griffith.
You are correct, Bob. Kim Basinger is the oldest.
It was a guess.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Okay.
Especially Melanie Griffith.
Oh, he won. Okay, Bob, Kevin, he won an Oscar for the best music adaptation for The Sting. Which I've never seen.
You mean
what?
Who? What musician?
Yes, it's a musician. I looked up the answer because I didn't know.
Gershwin. I don't know.
Nope.
Henry Mancini?
You're out.
Mm.
Any guess, Daniel?
Robert Redford.
Marvin Hamlet.
Ooh.
Okay, whose turn is it? It's Dan's. Which De Niro movie had more than 300 stunt drivers and De Niro himself doing a chase scene at more of 100 miles an hour through the streets of France? If you haven't seen the film, you will not know the answer to this. I know the answer.
Oh, yeah.
Great film.
What was the first part of the question?
Awesome film.
What De Niro film had 300 stunt drivers?
It was in Paris. In Paris. Drives cars. No. I'm going to say I don't know.
No.
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 Kevin?
Ronan.
Correct.
I was going to say Taxi Driver, but I know that was wrong.
I think that's... Oh, I'm going to be wrong, so okay. It's Bob's turn. Steve McQueen starred in this 1958 film which stated it's indestructible.
Bullet?
You're out. It's indescribable. It's instantaneable. Kevin?
Who's that? Who are you asking?
You.
The Blob.
Correct. Kevin's done. All five. Kevin's out.
Wow.
Okay. Daniel, what is the name of the bartender in The Shining?
Oh,
darn it.
Oh, no.
Kevin will give you the answer in a second.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a quote.
Hey, he always says his name 24/7 in the film.
Dang it.
Okay, Bob, any idea? Nope, Lloyd.
Lloyd, yeah.
Bob, the tagline for this film stated, movies were his passion, women were his inspiration. I'm just going to bring taglines for you guys next one and just do 300 taglines in front of me. Because these are the most
movies were his inspiration, women
were his... Hey, you don't know.
No,
Daniel?
I don't.
Man on the Moon.
Ed Wood.
Ah, darn it.
Okay. I'll give you an easy question because I got to get you guys out of here. Which of these actors has never won an Oscar? This is Bob's question, right? Or no, it's Dan's. Clint Eastwood, Paul Newman, Steve McQueen, or Robert Redford?
I think Paul Newman.
Wrong. One for The Sting. Bob's right. It is McQueen.
I was going to say McQueen.
Yeah.
Yeah, McQueen did not.
Lightning McQueen.
Okay. Daniel, name the actor who appeared in all the following films. Airport, 1975, Three Musketeers, and Grey Lady Down. And I don't know the answer.
Oh.
Leslie Nielsen?
Nope.
Oh, Kennedy, George Kennedy.
No, because that would have been my guess, Charlton Heston.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
One tagline for this 1986 film read, up there with the best of the best. Dan? Or Bob, I don't know whose turn it is. Either one of you, go
Top
for
Gun.
It. Bob's right. Top Gun.
Dan, wow. Is he 4? I have like 0.
You have 0. Name the actor recording of Respect Yourself reached number 5 in January 1987.
Whitney Houston.
Nope.
Damn it.
Respect. It's a guy.
If Bob's right. It is a guy. And I did not know the answer.
Oh, not Eddie Murphy, you know.
Let me get one, Bob.
Dan needs more homework.
I know what it was.
Go ahead, Kev.
It's Bruce Willis.
That is correct.
Yes!
What movie involves...
From The Return of Bruno. What a great album.
Oh, that's too easy. Oh, I don't care anymore. Yeah, I gotta get these down. What movie involves the psychiatrist, Goldfish, and Bob Wiley?
Fish Called Wanda.
Bob's out. Daniel, come on. The name of the movie, they just gave it to you.
Yeah, you said A Fish Called Wanda.
That's not the right answer.
Oh. What's the question again?
What movie involves a psychiatrist, goldfish, and a Bob Wiley? Give up.
Oh, jeez.
Bob's an idiot. He should have known this. You've never seen it. What about
Bob? I've seen it. I own it.
Bob owns it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You're right. One tagline for this film read, "Life's greatest adventure is finding your place in the circle of life."
Thank you.
That's correct.
I got one.
There you go.
The easiest one in the frickin' deck.
Jesus oh, God, Christ. That's too easy even for Bob.
Even for Bob.
Okay, what name the actress who appeared in all the following films? Air Force One, The World According to Garp, and The Natural.
Oh my gosh. Kergar.
Nope.
Jessica Lange.
No.
But Dan?
No speak to.
Glenn Close. This 1982 film had the hit single Up Where We Belong. Yeah, I think we all know the song.
This is where we belong.
Anybody?
Officer
and gentlemen, 2 minutes and I'm going to have to turn this off. What type of car does Doc use to build? I'm not reading that.
DeLorean.
Name the actor who appeared in all the following films. Forrest Gump, Sixth Sense, and Pay It Forward.
Oh, Haley Joel Osment.
That is correct. Dan's got two.
Uh-oh.
One tagline. I'm not reading that one. Which actress was originally offered the role of Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, Demi Moore?
Nope.
My bad.
I have three options, but I'm not giving them to you because I know the answer.
Oh, the options?
No.
Because I don't know.
No, I would have the wrong one.
I jumped the gun. I didn't realize there was options.
Yeah, you should name the options.
Meg Ryan, Michelle Pfeiffer, or Cher?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's correct. You got more homework. Dan, what's on your PVR?
Before Sunrise.
He's seen it.
Almost Famous is on my PVR.
You've never seen Almost Famous?
No.
Then you're watching Almost Famous.
Okay, sounds cool.
Dan's homework. Well, thank you everybody for listening to another crazier movies.
Until finally. Did anybody buy anything?
Oh, did anybody buy anything? I didn't buy anything.
No, I did.
Oh, go ahead.
Stronger.
Oh, God.
Pillow Talk. And.
Pillow Talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, what's that one?
He can't remember. Anybody else?
I did. I bought Gotham by Gaslight.
Ooh.
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 I bought Ghost World.
Seen it.
I already had it, but I got it on streaming, and then I got. Blow Up, which I have yet to watch.
Love
or Blow Up. Blow Up.
Love Blow Up. It's a Palma film.
Blow Up.
Jeff Bridges film.
Blow Up is a 60s movie about a photographer.
No, I've never seen it.
In Swinging London.
Another one I bought.
You're going to see it.
I know. I already know I'm seeing it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's David Hemming. And anyway, okay.
I'm Simon.
Kevin. And Daniel.
And if they make it?
Simon forces me to watch it and then makes fun of me.
Why do you always talk? Can't somebody else answer?
Okay, sorry.